The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tuberty with you. It is Friday morning, that's the 18th of December 2020. It's, what are we at now, about 4 minutes past nine, we're here till 10 o'clock. Text number 51551, emails welcome to ryan@rte.ie, and I suspect the Christmas run just got shorter. I think that that's it's coming down the tracks. In many ways, I was listening and thinking, okay, fair enough. We're going to get Christmas. We'll get to Stephen's Day. Stephen's is his day. And then the 27th, and I think then it's time to step away from the mulled wine, and we're all just going to have to kind of crawl back into the cocooning almost stage, which is, I don't know if you're up for that. I think I am. I'm ready for a bit of that, but not everyone would be. And particularly it's going to be hard for people who need, really, really need to cross county boundaries to see their loved ones. That's going to be a tough one if they start shutting that stuff down. So there'll be a lot of movement in the next 5 days, 6 days, just to try and get everything in. Because for some people, they wonder how many Christmases they have left. And there is that sense of not wanting to miss the big day. But for others who don't have that sense of impending curiosity, maybe they can just hold off for one Christmas and try and make it just totally pared down and cut back. I've always felt New Year's Eve is the most boring, disappointing anticlimax of them all. So I'm not going to miss that. And even chatting to the guys upstairs, no one's upset about New Year's Eve being kind of shut down. Maybe some people are really into New Year's Eve and that's their thing, that's their day. But I think a lot of people won't have a problem with that. But certainly it feels that we're heading towards a slightly abridged version of what we had hoped for in terms of the running around for Christmas. The catchword seemed to be just tread carefully. Just tread carefully, all of us, as much as we can. As much as we can. We're not perfect. You know, we are flawed and we have to try and just be as best as we can for as long as we can. See, Dr. Fauci, our friend, who we spoke to on the Late Late Show a few months ago, he's the America's leading infectious disease expert, said his own personal holiday plans have dramatically changed. For the first time, he says, in more than 30 years, I will not be spending Christmas with my daughters. It's a massive thing, sacrifice. He has three adult children. They're 34, 31 and 28. They're called Jennifer, Megan and Allison. They are, as he says, geographically scattered throughout the country. So travelling and congregating together is unsafe. He said, you just want to make sure you don't have people who just got off a plane or got off a train. It's even more risky than the absolute number. He said people, he admitted, are worn out of being shut down and not allowed to do things that they really would be doing and enjoy doing normally during the holiday season. But we've got to pull together, as difficult as it is. But that's leading by example, isn't it? His three daughters on Christmas Day, he's just saying to them, sorry, I'm not doing it. You've got to sit back and admire that kind of thing. I see Stephen Donnelly, Minister for Health, and indeed HSE boss Paul Reid have both tweeted out their appreciation for the ambulance service. And I think as we head towards the end of the year, they really were and are outstanding. And, you know, I got to meet a few of them and during the year. And I know Martin Dunn, the head man there, is he also leads by example. He's a terrific leader. And they both Stephen Donnelly and Paul Reid are just saying that they are very proud. Superb service. And what they've been doing, they're helping out the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service themselves. And that's really impressive. As if they haven't enough to be doing here, they're going across the border to help out, which is just extraordinary. So good on them all. And to you all, happy Christmas to you and your families. I hope you really get some class of a break. You deserve it. You really, really do. And I see in the journal.ie this morning that Ireland has been ranked, in terms of the world countries, quality of life, but the United Nations went through them all and said, who's the best and who's the country with the lowest quality of life is Niger, which also came in last in 2019. The 10 worst, lowest countries for quality of life are all in Africa. Isn't that something? And the top 10 are, well, I'll tell you now that Ireland is number 2, which is pretty big. I wouldn't have known this figure at all. It goes Ireland number two, moving up one place from last year. We now sit only behind Norway in terms of quality of life in the world. It's just amazing. The other countries, Switzerland, Hong Kong, Iceland, Germany, Sweden, Austria, the Netherlands and Denmark, all right down at the top 10. And they say things, Ireland has a life expectancy of about 82 and a half years. And we have the lowest, things like education are strong and health and income, by all accounts. That's what's happening there. I was buying loads of books yesterday for different people. And in the course of events, I was buying yet more Ragnar Jonasson. I'm trying to give people a go. So I buy them the first book of the series to say, read that. If you like it, you'll keep going. If you don't, you won't. And I met an old friend of mine, Mr. Michael Lowy. One of the most charming, pleasant people you meet in the bookshop. We got taught, had a big conversation, bounced elbows and had the conversation about. But he had told me that he said, I heard you talking about Iceland, and he went there in 1958 to Reykjavik with the UCD Drama Society, as it was Dramsoc, with Paddy McEntee and Rosalind Linehan and the late Pat Laffin and Anne O'Dwyer. And they put the three Irish plays on in a theatre there, one of the most memorable trips of his life. And he told me all about it. And I have to say, he encouraged me even more than ever to head towards Iceland when the crazy has stopped. I really felt I was almost in the place there listening to him talking about that. So it was very nice to see you yesterday, and happy Christmas to you and your family. And also, I want to say good morning to Therese Lydon. And Therese is in Furbo, which is in County Galway. And she was in touch about the chat we were having about visiting, say, the Crumlin Hospital yesterday. And she said, we had a spell in St. John's Ward, which is the cancer unit for children, in 1991 with our beautiful little daughter, Stephanie, who unfortunately didn't get to ring the bell to say the treatment was successful. That's desperately sad. She said, I'm struggling today as we face her 32nd birthday tomorrow. That's Saturday. That's our 29th year without her. And let's just pause for a second and think about the sorrow in someone's life. And you're one of many, Therese, I know that, but still, your sorrow is yours. And Stephanie, and, you know, I'm thinking about me running around yesterday trying to get my stuff together and going, God, it's... And yet, that's what your suffering is so much, it's so intense and so real. And all these years later, here you are sending an email to us to tell us about the amazing staff in St. John's Ward, which is just extraordinary that you still feel this emotional attachment to them all these years later. You write, while our situation was extremely difficult from start to finish, we could never thank them enough for their kindness, support and encouragement during that time. Obviously, they continue to provide all of that to families today, but they're true heroes. And we will never forget the two Elaines, who were Stephanie's special nurses. So thank you, Therese, and to you and your family. Happy Christmas, and not an easy time. We talked also yesterday about SVP, and they have the empty toy shop now in Henry Street, 51 Henry Street. If you happen to be passing by, a pop-up shop, the idea of the SVP and the creative agency Huskies and the empty toy shop. It'll only sell empty toy boxes in return for a donation of €5 or more. Nice thing to be doing. It'll staff by volunteers and open from 11 to 6 today and tomorrow and Sunday. So if you can get in there, that would be a nice thing to do. And then all the funds raised will be ring-fenced to provide vouchers for toys in the lead up to Christmas and into the new year. Always just doing wonderful things there. That's quite a nice charity auction. Not a big fan of charity auctions, to be honest with you. They kind of ruin a night out. But nevertheless, I do not get the point. And they just go on forever. But nevertheless, this one, and this is banging the Celtic Tiger off a charity auction. But anyway, they're doing a charity auction in America. And what's up for the top prize is you can press the button to demolish a casino that was owned by Donald Trump. Now, that's quite a good prize. I mean, that one I'd stick around for just to see who wants it and how much they want it and why they want it. And it is the right to relieve 4 years of frustration and blow up the former Trump Plaza Casino in Atlantic City. Late January, you can auction that off for charity. And it's pretty much around the time that Joe Biden will be inaugurated as president. I thought that was a bit of crack. Tom Hanks was on Stephen Colbert, and he talked about meeting Jimmy Stewart. And Jimmy Stewart is always on our mind at this time of year for It's a Wonderful Life, which we watched last Saturday night. And it is... I don't even need to talk about that film anymore. You know that if you haven't seen it, complete your life by watching it. That's simply what it is. And you only got a few more days because you can't watch it after Christmas Day. It's over. Got to wait till next December. As simple as that. Anyway, he was talking about going to Jimmy Stewart's house, and he looked around and he couldn't find any memorabilia. You would think an actor of that style would have trinkets from maybe Zuzu's Petals or something else from Vertigo or Rear Window or who knows what, the camera from Rear Window, whatever. But nothing. That's amazing. There's only one thing, which was a painting of a horse. And it was the same horse named Pie that Jimmy Stewart rode in all of his westerns, because they made so many that he just adopted the same horse for all the films he made. And the painting was done by Henry Fonda, who is James Stewart's best friend. And he said, that's the one, the horse I loved, painted by the guy I loved, bromance, on the wall. And that's all I need. That is the most Jimmy Stewart story I've ever heard. No pictures of himself, no tat, just lovely painting, thoughtful, on the wall from a pal. I think it was real nice. Billie Eilish. Has a new song out. She was talking to Annie Mac on BBC Radio 1, according to entertainment.ie, and they were saying that the song that influenced her most when she was 14 and gave her great hope and great strength, of all things, was Michael Bublé. I haven't met you, Michael Bublé. I still haven't met you yet. Imagine. I can't believe that. I used to listen to it night and day just because it made me hopeful. I was also really depressed at the time and sad all the time, and that song made me excited for the future. And Bublé was on saying, hey Billy, I'm a huge fan. I just heard your story about haven't met you yet. Music is a great healer and writing really helped me during some tough times, and your music inspires me, and I'm so touched that mine has done the same for you. Bublé and Eilish. I feel a duet coming on. Careful now. Let's see. Lads, stop with the McCartney 3 thing. Are you trolling me? Come on. Some Paul McCartney, stupid new album dropped today, McCartney 3. I haven't heard sight nor sound of it. Been knocking on the man's door for 30 years for an interview. Won't come near us. In fact, I think he's taken an order out against us to say, just tell him to go away. Call the lawyers, you know. Can't get near him. And there's a new album out. I haven't heard sight nor sound. A friend of mine got a Stella McCartney bag for a birthday. And I said, oh yeah, that's great, yeah. Today, a Stella McCartney bag. I said, you're getting gifts from the man's daughter. I can't even get his album. But anyway, I'll pick it up. David and Grace says, have you listened to McCartney 3 yet, Ryan? No. Superb. Yeah, I bet. And it's getting great reviews. He wrote it and played everything on it himself. Delighted for you, David. I hope it's a great album. I hope it's a great album. It reminds me of the opening of his song, Wonderful Christmas Time. And some gangsters got together and said, just get the one bit of the lyric and just play it over and over again in that Family Guy style. You know this.
The moon is right. 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 Oh, the moon is right. The moon is right. The moon is right. The moon is right. The moon is right.
I mean, that's what that is. That's bold. That's pure bold. And I love it. And they went at it and they couldn't stop being at it. And off they went. Still. John Sheehan is one of the artists on the Late Late Show busking special tonight, and with Bono and The Edge and Glenn Hansard and Osh, Danny and Roisin and all the gang. It's a great gathering. But Julianne McDaniel was on to say that her son, Archie, is 10 years old, and his idol is John Sheehan, who is, I think Aunt John must be close to 80, if not thereabouts, a very thoughtful, kind human being, John Sheehan. If you ever met him, I've had the occasion to meet him a few times. And if you're in rehearsal, for example, I always think it's a measure of somebody, there's a lot of waiting around. People can get restless. I'd be restless, as you can probably imagine, like a greyhound up and down the corridor wondering, you know, what's next. Whereas John will sit there, almost like a celestial being on a cloud, waiting. It's fine. Fiddle by his side. Glass of water, waiting. Oh no, it's kind of wait around. There's a lovely manner, lovely way about him. Very kind, genial eyes. And he's 81, born in 1939. How about that? Anyway, John is young Archie, 10's biggest idol. And during lockdown, Archie developed a keen interest in the Dubliners. And what he did was he learned off about 10 of their most popular songs, printed out the lyrics, practiced the songs one by one, and then performed them to his family. And this included standing outside the back door of his nanny's house on a regular basis and singing to her and his granddad, which helped him immensely during a lonely and difficult few months. And I've promised him that when it all settles down, I'll do my best to bring him to one of John's shows. And when he heard that John was on the late tonight, I thought he was going to burst with excitement. We'll tune in because we can't wait. From Julianne McDaniel. Well, good morning to Archie. What a lovely thing to do. And it just got me thinking about the things that happened for, with and around children during the lockdown. And one of the great things that happened was you were taken out of the school curriculum sometimes. And while that was annoying and while that was discombobulating, it also made you do different things, like learning 10 Dubliner songs off by heart and singing them to your family or to your grandparents or part of your family. You'd never have done that otherwise. And that's a life skill you'll have forever, singing a song and learning a big, you know, cultural Irish phenomenon like the Dubliners. Never would have done it. So in a weird way, we were taken out of this conforming hamster's wheel. We all did things and went places and spoke to people that we'd never have gone near or spoken to possibly. There is a great goodness about that. That makes it feel a bit better. And I remember talking to Tom Jones. Tom Jones. And Tom Jones says that when he was a kid, a bit like young Archie, they used to close the curtains. He got in behind the curtains and as a boy, and they'd open the curtains and they'd say, please welcome Tom Jones. You know, he'd come out from behind the curtains and sing a song. A few guests I've spoken to down through the years did that as kids. It was great. I used to watch the Muppet Show Upside Down. And that probably tells its own tale. I refer you to my psychiatrist. We have loads more emails in and I'm going to try to get to... There's Joanne and her family. They go to see It's a Wonderful Life every year. Good on you. And you're going to see it in Waterford in the Railway Square on Wednesday, the 23rd of December at 6:30. What a lovely thing. I know that our that beautiful cinema, the Stella in Rathmines, is sold out. Jamie, you're going to see it, aren't you? On the same on Christmas Eve, I think you were saying It's a Wonderful Life. That is a lovely thing to do. It's just so Christmassy and gorgeous, and it's not necessarily an easy film to watch, actually, but it's definitely very gorgeous. Okay, let's take some music, and I know that who have we got here? A birthday request for our son Benjamin. His birthday today, Benjamin. And you'll make him famous like his brother, whose birthday you mentioned in May. So could you say hello to Benjamin Murta? Got to balance that out. One kid can't have something and the other kid can't have the other. He's in Kells, which we love Kells. We've been to Kells a few times. He's 12 today. 12 is a big day. It's definitely, you're on a different road at 12 than you were. 9, 10, 11, but 12, 13, 14. Do you know what I mean? So that's brilliant. Okay, happy birthday, Benjamin, from your dad and your mum, and Isabel and Cameron. Have a great day and enjoy your socially distanced micro birthday party. So you're welcome, Fergal. Happy Christmas to you and yours. And don't forget, those micro birthday parties, those micro Christmas dinners, those micro New Year's Eves, those micro weddings, they are all going to be so much more intimate and actually in many ways so much more beautiful. And when the sun comes out and the parties get bigger, we can do that too. Just on hold. Not finished. So keep an eye on all of that. And my amazing, beautiful, talented, gorgeous sister Rachel has a very, very big birthday today. And I want to send her all the love in the world because she's very special to all of us. And she's very loved and very admired and very appreciated by us all. And we'll raise a glass to her today. It's 9:22. Happy birthday, Rach. Yeah, weirdly, that's one of those Christmas songs I never get bored with or tired of. That'll come as no surprise, but some of them might just drive me nuts, but that's not one of them. I just think it's happy and puts you in good form. I agree, says Liam in Wexford. Although I love Christmas, I've never, ever gone out to celebrate New Year's Eve, and I'm 62, so I won't miss it now. Yeah, hear, hear. I agree entirely. Mark Felton is in Greystones. Good morning, Mark. You just used the word discombobulating. In a sentence, it's one of my mother Daphne Felton's all-time favourite words. That made me smile. Thank you. Well, Daphne Felton's a great name. It sounds like she's a novelist who writes books about the crown. Daphne Felton would like to present her latest book, The Crown. In this episode, the crown is still chasing some class of stag across a bog over and over again. It's a metaphor that they use repeatedly throughout the series. Who's hunted? Who's hunting? By Daphne Felton. Thank you, Daphne. Thank you, Mark. I used to watch TV upside down all the time, says the text. I used to read books upside down too, and I still can. Great. But what will you do when you're 11? I haven't done it for years. I might try it over the Christmas. Why not? Tune in as usual at 9:02. Francis, thank you. I missed the author you mentioned at the outset. Ragnar Jonasson. You'll never remember it. Just go to the bookshop and say, what was your man talking about Iceland? And they might help you. They're very good in the bookshops. I would dearly like if you could send me the name of the book and the author. I so often read the recommended books and I love them. I'm currently laid up with two broken bones in my left leg followed by surgery, an accident that occurred as I retrieved the Christmas decorations from the attic, and I'm badly in need of a good read. Happy Christmas to you and your wonderful team. See, the problem with these messages is the mention of the team. They get notions. They'll be sky high, and I need to keep them controlled. So if you're sending in a message, please try not to mention them, because they just, it's like pouring gasoline onto a flame. You know, it's like turning up the heat, turning up the, it's like higher wattage on a bulb, and the moths getting more fluttery with it. Just easy on the mentions of the team. You know what I mean? I say thank you to them at least once every 6 months. They know. So thanks, Dom. Yeah, Siobhan and Grace and Jack and Ailish and Tara and David and, of course, Susan. And today we have Jamie with us on sound. These are the people that you're referring to. They don't puff them up. They have enough. Okay, 51551. The woman with the leg, with the broken leg. I'm going to get to bring on the bells, because Arnott's. Let's get into the Santa sack and see what we got for you. A La Boogie gift set includes iconic fragrance, Mission Fig Eau de Parfum, and a Toussaint Duo set. Am I saying that all wrong? I said to them, why don't we have things that I can say? It's a very beautiful perfume, they said. I said, well, why don't we just call it that? You've just got a very beautiful perfume. That's to our friend Francis. And another gift. Let's give you the Spotlight Oral Sonic Toothbrush. Why not? Electric, nothing wrong with that. Thanks, Arnott's.ie for that. They have all these things there if you want to get along to their shop or go online and they'll help you out. Great song choice, says Jer and Oran Moore in Galway. Probably one of the best Christmas songs ever. You and me both, Jer, agree. On the subject of Iceland, made it there just before lockdown. Ooh. And this is from Jen. Managed to see the Northern Lights just outside our cabin. It's one of those wonderful memories I'll take from this otherwise crazy year. Well done. Happy Christmas to you too. I'll get there.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Right. A little regrouping there, being frank with you. I was quite taken by that story. A good story. Jaron Galway says, wow, Ryan, all I can say is fair play to SVP. And another says, I know Dara. She's a wonderful mammy and wonderful person in general. And another says, what a woman. I've been low and I was sinking, but I wasn't as strong as this lady. She's an inspiration for me. Well, take that inspiration. Do something with it. Okay, and good luck. Busking are special tonight. And thanks again to Glenn Hansard for pulling it all together with Dermot McAvoy and everyone in behind the scenes, because it's a lovely show. There is a song I'm going to play for you now, which is a new version of Old Town from Phil Lynott. And this is put together by one of the greats in the business, Mr. Damien Chanel, who's a music guy and sound man in every sense, both professionally and personally. And the result is this version of Old Town, which is from the Glencore Collective, which is a bunch of some of Ireland's most vital contemporary talents. And it's gorgeous. As I say, it's been produced and mixed with each musician recording their contribution remotely, and they're named after Phil Lynott's home in Howth as opposed to Crumlin. And you're going to hear the Fontaines DCs on this track: Gemma Dunleavy, Glenn Hansard, Jesse John, Heffernan, Lisa O'Neill, Liam O'Mainley, Shane McGowan, Zini Summers, among others. And it's just lovely. And it ties in some ways with our show tonight. And of course, there's a documentary on that famous busk called The Busk, which will be on Tuesday night at 10:10 on RTE1. That looks pretty lovely too. And so it's all in that same zone. And the Simon community will benefit from sales of this song. So if you like it, download it, buy it for charity. Charity. Just went full smashy and nicey there, but there you are. And I think you're going to enjoy it. This is Old Town from the Glencore Collective.
Do you remember when that owl lad said, is there anything you want to ask me? Because I happen to know everything. And I might not remember it in the morning.
This town is cracking up. This boy has broken.
Wow. Wasn't expecting that. Shane McGowan at the end. God, that's quite powerful, isn't it? Whew. Something in the air today, friends. Something in the air. Let's make it goodness. Damien Chanel did a lovely job on that. He really did. And that is gorgeous. The brass on it is just knockout. And that's our great friend David Brophy conducting the RTE Concert Orchestra. And that, if you download that today, if you're feeling the love for that song, the money will go to the Dublin Simon community, who we are saluting today as well. So good on them. So many messages, so little time. Back in a moment. Man, Jimmy Norman, he does great things. Happy Christmas to him and his family too. And as Sinead Moriarty, our friend and great writer, says, every time I hear the story of how the SVP help people, it makes me weepy. Yeah, and what they do to lift people in crisis with such compassion and discretion is unbelievable. Please donate if you can. And just so much, so many thoughtful messages have come in, along with handwritten cards and post, so much of it. And, you know, we really are grateful. Just please know that. I suppose I better say thanks, team. Yeah, yeah. It says it in my contract here. I have to say thank you to you every so often. So, no, honestly, goodness, thanks, team. You're great. I'll see you all on Monday morning, 9 a.m., if not tonight at 9:35 for a wonderful busking special. So, in the meantime, stay tuned to Claire Byrne and thank you for listening.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.